all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The FDA is about to get a lot more muscle.
More money and more power.
Sweeping new powers.
The most sweeping overhaul of the nation's food safety laws since the 1930s.
Robert Scott Bell.
If you like the efficiency of the post office, the competence of FEMA, and the compassion of the IRS, we will love the nationalized health care bill.
Robert Scott Bell.
The British Medical Journal accused a researcher, Andrew Wakefield, of outright fraud.
People need to look at the details and not look at the headlines.
This is like Salem, the visceral response that they're trying to whip up in the public to try and crush this dissent.
Enough is enough.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
That I'm taking a homeopathic remedy for in order... No, actually, this is not Robert Scott Bell. Believe it or not, the technology gods today are kind of laughing at us because guess what? Robert Scott Bell is not on the air yet. Where is Robert Scott Bell? Where in the world is Robert San Diego? I don't know. So guess what? I have been involuntarily promoted to host of the Robert Scott Bell Show today. So while we're waiting for Robert to get out of valet parking out in front of the studio here, what are we talking about today? You know, listen, the first thing that we wanted to hit the ground running with today, if you've ever seen the show, now this I'm kind of dating myself here, but there was a show, it was kind of the first American Idol that came out there. It was something called Star Search. If you remember, Ed McMahon was the host of Star Search, and they would bring these guys on, and they would compete, and they would sing and dance and do all of these things. And, you know, this article that came out, there's a website that we go to quite often. It's called Blacklisted News. And when I saw this, Robert and I, we were off the air doing show prep today, and we just kind of fell out of our chairs laughing because, get this, the U.S. Health Department is offering $30,000 in cash and prizes for a pro-Obamacare video. And actually, you can go on YouTube and you can see they've got this video where they're saying, hey, perform a song. Make a video. Make an animated video trying to send some propaganda out there over the internet to convince people that Obamacare is awesome, that it's a great thing. And, you know, I mean, how bad is a situation where you've got to try and recruit people on the internet and pay them $30,000 to try and come out with some fantastic video trying to convince your friends, your family, your neighbors that Obamacare is a great thing. Obamacare is what we need. Obamacare is what we want. And, I got to tell you, the comments on this article are priceless. One of them, they are not authorized to use taxpayer money in this manner. It's patently illegal. You think? I mean, really? I mean, is Obamacare... You would think Obamacare would be something that everybody would love. You remember when Obama was coming out and talking about how this was this great thing that all of these uninsured people, all of these people that just, they're falling through the cracks. They need health care insurance. They need help. And so we're going to have this great thing where we're going to cover everybody. And grandma, we don't want to push grandma over the cliff in a wheelchair and let her fall through the cracks. We need to cover her for her pre-existing conditions. You're pulling on the heartstrings, tugging on the emotional part of it, you know, that everybody needs Obamacare. And if we just had Obamacare, then, you know, the kids would not go hungry. Kids would not be starving in the streets. You know, disease would go away. And, you know, listen, if you've been listening to the show long enough, you know Obamacare is a sham. And it's not working. I mean, you've got states, you've got, you know, local governments that are doing that wonderful thing that Robert likes to talk about, nullification. They're saying, no, we don't want this. We don't need this. There are laws, there's legislation passing all around the country where people are saying, you know what, we don't want your Obamacare. We don't want you telling us what we have to do. So now they're going to the internet. Now they're using YouTube. And they're trying to say, hey, put together a great video, sing a song, do a dance, run around, keep those plates spinning, and take a video of it so that we can convince everybody that Obamacare is what it is that you want, that your friends want, your family wants. And maybe we can try and brainwash enough people so that they'll stop trying to resist this. So this is what we were going to launch with here today. Now, as you can see, I'm not cut out to be a talk show host here. But I'm doing the best I can. Robert, where are you? Hello. But just to do a little preview, obviously, today is what? Today is Outside the Box Wednesday. And so we'll be having Ty Bollinger on in the second hour, as usual. Looking forward to that, having him on. What else are we talking about? Any Aretha Franklin fans out there? We've got a story about her. Magic mushrooms. We get to talk about magic mushrooms today. Not a topic that we talk about very much on this show, but it is something we will be covering. And are there any fans of beer out there? Beer, yes. We will be covering beer towards the end of the hour here and the connection to the emergency room. It's probably not what you think. But in the meantime, while we're waiting for Robert to run into the studio here, there was another article that caught my eye, and this is off of Fox News. Now, you know, blood pressure. We've talked about blood pressure on this show quite a bit. And, you know, obviously there are reasons why people have high blood pressure. And unfortunately, as what usually happens when we're dealing with MDs, the guys with the degrees, what they do is instead of trying to address the underlying cause, they're trying to manage the disease. They're looking at the symptoms. And Fox News has this article about this new research. New research. I love new research. New research and studies. It's kind of the bread, the meat and potatoes of this show. Always has been. Where they're discovering these things that either A, we know are obvious, that we've been talking about for years, or B, they're discovering things that we know is complete BS. This particular research, they've discovered that the answer to curing high blood pressure is no copays. Here we are, going back to Obamacare, right? No copays. And get this, easier pills. Now, my question is, what the heck is an easier pill, right? I mean, how hard is a pill? You know, you take a pill, you pop it in your mouth, you have four side effects, and so now we get to give you another pill to address that, right? I mean, how easy is that? That's a piece of cake for the doctors, because that's what they do. They like to hand out pills and then give you pills to counter the effects of the pills that they just gave you. But get this, this new research they just came out with suggests that giving patients easier to take medicine and no copay medical visits can help drive down high blood pressure. Well, geez, I don't know how I hadn't figured this out already. High blood pressure, guys, it's because I need a pill that's easier to take, right? Has nothing to do with, you know, what I'm eating. Has nothing to do with what medications I'm on. Has nothing to do with my lifestyle, my lack of exercise, my, you know, lack of minerals or you know. No. It's because I don't have an easy pill to take, right? So here's what they did. This is why they came to this conclusion. This big healthcare provider, which just happens to be Kaiser Permanente, which we've talked about before. These guys are horrible. But that's another subject. They had an 8-year program, and they had 300,000 patients with high blood pressure. Okay? And they did this study with these guys. It was like 21 hospitals, 73 doctor visits, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And the number of heart attacks and strokes.
Yeah, we're in.
Among these.
Hey. Hey.
Who's that? Can I hear your voice? Everybody
super,
else hear this?
Super Don is being super duper Don because, wow, what an incredible start to the day.
You need to fire that valet guy. He took too long parking your car.
Yeah, I know. I wish, yeah, if I had the car to park, but man, I had to walk all the way and stand up in front of my microphone here. What an incredible right. time. Here we are. Super Don, man. Incredible yes. what you've just done.
Well, hey, you know, I've had a good teacher. But listen,
yes.
Go ahead. Well, I was just going to say, I mean, we were just kind of midstream here talking about the answer to high blood pressure. Are you aware of what that answer is, Robert?
The answer to high blood pressure?
The answer to curing high blood pressure, yes.
Well, it's being able to get on the air when you're scheduled to get on the air. Holy tamale, dude.
Oh, man. Well, listen, I have solved the problem of high blood pressure.
You have. What have
I have,
done?
Without you even here. Listen, the answer is no copays and easier to take pills.
Oh, that's all we need. No co-
that's
well,
it.
Of course.
That's it.
But is that the reason that we were going to open today on the Obamacare contest?
No, I kind of already kind of stole your thunder on that one. But
bummer, dude, man, I'm not going to be high blood pressure. Now I'm going to be depressed.
I was really
looking forward to coming out with that contest.
Well, you know, listen, I've got an easier to take pill that will take care of it for you.
You do.
I do, yes. Okay. Cure your depression. Don't be depressed. Listen, Star Search, you know, that was kind of the theme that we were going with here, that, you know, Obama has to come up with a Star Search contest to try and convince everybody that Obamacare is great. Now, obviously, if Obamacare was so great, he wouldn't have to go to YouTube to try and create some type of dancing chicken, something to convince people that this is something they should be doing. But
it is one of the most stunning and strange kind of scenarios that they would have to subject, a contest to get people to sign up for something that's supposedly mandatory. But it does tell you how valuable it isn't to the American people. That this would be occurring. And, you know, we're going to talk about that. We're also going to talk about ways to heal that are not approved by the FDA. And guess who is on our side here? Aretha Franklin. Aretha Franklin, the queen of soul. She is doing things the FDA doesn't say she can do, but she's doing them anyway. And we're going to talk about that as superior to Obamacare when we come back from this break. Thank you, Super Don. Incredible. I have to listen to what you did. I'm hoping we have listeners still.
I can't even remember what I did.
No, I'm sure we do, because they like you, Super Don. They like you. They really like you. Also, it's Outside the Box Wednesday. Ty Bollinger is going to be up. I wish he was up to begin with what's gone on today. But we got lots more healing to go on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Give us a call, 866-939-BELL. We'll be right back at robertscottbell.com.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey y'all, are you looking for Cloella? Some chocolate superfood with organic vanilla. Food-based vitamins give you a healthy fella. Use your wife's credit card, don't even have to tell her. Go to Natural News Store, that's what it's there for. Get your superfood, herbs, and a lot more. Feel young like you did before. And let Mother Nature's medicine work it like it's there for. I know you care for your health, therefore. Don't eat those GMOs, throw them out the back door. Don't stay poor with the diet if it's killing you. Enjoy your life with nutrition that's filling you. We got freeze-dried food that's organic, super clean superfood, best on the planet. Blueberry, strawberry, even pomegranate. Yeah, it's ready to ship. And if you buy it, you can have it. Yeah, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Check out store.naturalnews.com for all your organic supplements and superfoods. Or call 888-959-6415. That's 888-959-6415 to order now. Coconut, maca, spirulina, goji berry, superfood protein.
Gold. If you listen to the radio, watch TV, or surf the net, you are hearing about gold. Eventually you will ask yourself, is gold right for me? The answer might surprise you. We protect ourselves and our families from many things. Do you have medical insurance? Is your home insured? Do you carry life insurance? How about financial insurance? If you own gold, then the answer is yes. If you don't own gold, the question is, why don't you have financial insurance? We put our faith in things we trust. Do you trust the dollar? Do you trust the economy? Do you trust the government? Gold has always been something you can trust. For thousands of years, people have put their faith in gold. Where will you put your faith? Now is the time to protect yourself and your family. Call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 242. 1-800-686-2237, extension 242. And ask for Jim Parker. Let me help you get started today. 1-800-686-2237, extension 242.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
There are those curious about bitcoins and those using and making money with bitcoins. What are bitcoins? A bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that can be easily transferred from person to person over the internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. You are in control of your money. And the best part? You can start earning and making money with bitcoins right away. No computer or expertise is required to earn money with bitcoins, and a growing number of merchants now accept bitcoins. Plus, they're easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. Learn more about the easiest, cheapest, most profitable way to enter the Bitcoin market and get paid every 2 weeks by one of the fastest growing Bitcoin miners in the world at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. That's cloudhashing.com. We mine your business.
You know, you can play Aretha Franklin and, you know, just all the world melts away.
There you go, man. I'm trying to sit still. I can't.
No, I can. Now I'm grooving to the tunes. Why are we playing Aretha Franklin here on the Robert Scott Bell Show? Well, we love Aretha, the Queen of Soul. She's awesome. Plus, she believes in healing outside of the purview of the Fear and Death Administration.
Outside the box.
Outside the box, and we're going to do that with Ty Bollinger today. Aretha Franklin, she won't say what caused her latest health problems, but says she's had a miraculous recovery.
Nice.
And is looking forward to performing soon. I'm thinking, wow, cool, what happened? Miraculous. I love miracles. Miracles are good, man. And miracles usually happen in ways that are unapproved by federal regulators, including the FDA.
Right.
She said she won't say what's going on. But she talked to her friend Smokey Robinson. We'll get to that in a moment. But she had a CAT scan, so it's not like she's eschewing modern medicine. I mean, how old is she, Super Don? Do we know how old she is now?
She's like
71? 70s, yes,
like
early 70s. She had a CAT scan. Her doctor, you know, looked at the CAT scan. Everyone sees it, says there's a miraculous, absolutely a miraculous recovery from whatever it is she's not saying. She says it's female-related, so we can speculate. But she talked to Smokey Robinson. She says one of his old, her oldest friends. And she was talking to Smokey about the fact that some doctors are not very well acquainted with faith healing.
Yep.
Faith
and
healing.
And Smokey Robinson, I mean, I love Smokey Robinson, too. I mean,
oh, yeah.
Classic, absolute classic. And in this conversation, I love his answer to, or his comment when she said that. When she says that some doctors are not very well acquainted with faith healing, Smokey says, well, they just don't know who your healer is.
Hmm. You think he was talking about something supernatural there?
Well, you know, I mean, listen, you know, whether you believe in God or some higher power or something like that,
mm-hmm.
I mean, that's true. Allopathic medicine does not exactly rely on any kind of a dogma whatsoever.
No, they don't like faith healing and faith healers. We do here, but I've told a story about my aunt who was nearly killed in a car accident when she was much younger, long before I came along, my mom's sister. And she woke up from the accident with the power to heal. the healing touch. Now, I believe everybody has it. It doesn't take an accident to activate it, but in some there are these experiences we talk about. You go to the other side, you come back, and suddenly something's opened up for you. And healing is so much more than the restrictions placed on it by the Fear and Death Administration, by the CDC, by the AMA, and all of those in between. Right. When we talk about, for instance, the whole idea of Obamacare, all this is mandating your participation in a fascist medical system that has nothing to do with healing. It is not to help the poor people. I'm sorry to break the bad news for you here. But the medical monopoly has been not a boon to the poor people, but a debacle to the poor people. Because it is delivering only drugs. There are substances called drugs, approved by FDA, that are synthetic patented, and there's no need for them in the body. There's no deficiency of drugs that is a disease. Yet that's their focal point. Whatever the Queen of Soul, Aretha, has done in regard to faith healing, I want to hear more stories like this.
Yep.
And maybe
yep.
you have stories like this. If you want to try to get us on the phones here, we'll talk about it. 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. Also, the use of holistic healing substances, like we talked about cannabis. We've talked about even Laetril, vitamin B17. Ty Bollinger written a book. It's all in there as well. You can read about it. That the very act of using something that God created in a way that competes with that which man created, synthetic pharmaceutical pseudoscientific substances, suddenly now the full weight and force of the federal government rains down upon you, because not because you're hurting anybody or killing anybody, but simply because you're hurting potentially the profits of those multinational corporations with no allegiance to any nation or state, least of all these United States, nor the people of these United States. But again, we have a jurisdictional issue. The question is, can you hang a shingle and faith heal? I suppose if you have a ministry, and we've talked about that, that's why I operate a healing ministry, because I don't ask permission where none is required. And when it comes to the power of God, creation, whatever you want to call it, you don't have to ask permission of government. Yet we do know that 501c3 churches, synagogues, and mosques that ask permission of the Internal Revenue Service to exist as a nonprofit are under certain regulations that limit the relationship to that which is most high, if I can say that. And we'll talk about it, because there is a church issue related to genetically modified organisms I want to bring up in the next segment. You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show through what? NaturalNewsRadio.com. Thanks to the Health Ranger, NaturalNews.com. That's where you get your news, or you're not getting your news at all. And, of course, GCN. We love all of our listeners. Say thanks to our sponsors, and we'll be back with more powerful healing than anywhere else in media. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Revolution will be broadcast.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
For 15 years, medical labs have identified and studied redox signaling molecules. Produced within every cell, these molecules are the key to unlock cell repair and replacement. We all produce these amazing molecules, but from puberty on, less and less. But a breakthrough has been made. The world's only redox signaling molecule stabilized outside the body. ASEA is both natural and native to the body, rebuilding your supply of these amazing molecules. The benefits clinically proven. An unprecedented 500% increase in the activity and effectiveness of your own antioxidants. For athletes, a proven 10% performance boost. Yes, even proven by double-blind placebo-controlled trials. And there's more to tell you. Lots more. So go to www.rdxnatural.com. That is www.rdxnatural.com. Let us guide you to the science support and the money-back guaranteed first month's trial. RDXNatural.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients. Aids in controlling yeast infections. Is never freeze-dried. And uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com. Spelled TerraganiX.com. Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
Attention citizens of Northern Arizona, are you prepared? If not, now's your chance to get prepared at the Arizona Survivalist Prepper Expo. August 24th from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. at Tim's Toyota Center in Prescott Valley. Visit with Arizona-based and national suppliers of such items as freeze-dried foods, solar ovens, solar equipment, tactical gear, camping gear, water filtration supplies, and much more. Do you need a bug-out bag? Do you need to stock up on freeze-dried food? Are you curious what a solar oven is? Take a tour of the ultimate bunker, a portable above or below ground survival shelter. Visit with Doomsday Prepper stars from around Arizona, such as Tim Ralston of Gear Up and Brian Moffat of Extreme Defense USA. Informative speakers will be providing valuable insight every hour on such topics as long-term food storage and emergency first aid skills. Bring your family, bring your friends, bring your neighbors. We won't rest until every citizen in Arizona is prepared. Visit our website, ArizonaSurvivalistShows.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
UtopiaSilver.com believes, as the Declaration of Independence states, that our rights come from God, not from government. The only lawful purpose of any government is to protect and secure the rights of the people, and no man or government has the authority to take what has been given to us by God. Among these rights are life, liberty, property, and the pursuit of happiness. And America's government has ceased to be the protector of liberty and of the people's God-given rights. But we, the people, can return America to greatness if we are willing to stand up and reassert our stolen rights. We ask that you join Utopia Silver in changing America's course in history. To save on health care and improve your health, call Utopia Silver at 888-213-4338. For a limited time, new customers will receive 50% off all colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
Robert Scott Bell.
Let's take a walk on the wild side.
Alrighty then.
You're everywhere, baby. Radio, TV, the papers. Am I right?
Right. Robert Scott Bell.
Hey, special shout out to George, VPN there, behind the scenes, troubleshooting with us to get us back on. It's a thankless job when you're the tech guy, the head tech guy in any radio syndicator. So, George, thanks a lot, man. Hope the smoke clears. And we appreciate all the efforts there. Again, we're, second weekend here out through GCN as well as naturalnewsradio.com. We check the phones are working. So if you have a question or comment, 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355 for the Robert Scott Bell Show. 3 to 5 every afternoon Eastern Time, noon to 2 West Coast Time, and, of course, in transition through the night with the same show playing over and over and over. That's what you got, over and over and over, if you didn't get enough. I'm going to have to listen to Super Don's Open because I didn't know he could do that. Thank you, Super Don. I know. It's just like you said, they're testing us. They're testing all of us, and we're glad to be here live. It's an exciting new adventure. And again, shout out to Mike Adams, the health ranger there at Natural News. We got some Natural News stories to cover as well. One of them coming up this segment. It could be quite controversial, relates to GMO. But first and foremost, where is Carlos Castaneda when you need him? This story is a wild one. It's got this beautiful picture, and we have it linked up in the show notes. It says, magic mushrooms not linked to mental health problems, study shows.
All right.
Not linked. Using psychedelic drugs such as LSD and magic mushrooms does not appear to increase the risk of developing mental health problems, a new study suggests. Now, who is motivating this? Because LSD is a CIA drug. Are they now coming in through the back door through Obamacare once they get everybody signed up to go, hey, see, LSD, no problem. Everybody on it. Mandated. Obamacare. It's approved by government.
Yeah,
fact,
you know,
it was
Robert,
created
I,
by government.
Over time, I have seen numerous stories. I mean, we haven't really touched on it too much, but there's been a lot of research that has been going into the use of magic mushrooms, and I can't remember off the top of my head what the drug is that's in the magic mushrooms that does this. But that it's being used to try to, at least in tests, to treat certain conditions and diseases.
Well, I'll tell you what, in my perspective, that these things do. They'll literally open up the worlds, the other worlds, like we call them the inner worlds, the upper worlds, the out, whatever you want to call them, like the spiritual planes, different planes of existence, simultaneously correspond. But suddenly you're opened up to them. These drugs will do that. Now, my concern is that if you're doing it under the influence of these drugs, you may never get it may never fix, and so you're caught between these many worlds. Those are the people that are tripping out constantly the rest of their life, and something is kind of ripped open from the inside, and now you're literally you're ripe for the picking. You know, we talk about even possession, things like that. Whereas if you take this realm, take this thought form and say, yes, there's higher planes of existence, we tap into a mental, emotional, a spiritual kind of concept. Can we get there via another method without resorting to psychotropic drugs, psychedelic drugs?
Right.
And I would definitely recommend that primarily because of the unknown about some of these chemicals, particularly when you're talking about synthetic LSD versus, let's say, the peyote of the Native Americans or something like that that are working
with...
Well,
one of the ones that they reference here in the article is one I hadn't heard about in a long time. This is more or less from my teenage days, but it was mescaline.
Mescaline, yes, right.
Mescaline, yeah.
Psilocybin, another thing.
Correct. Yes, actually, psilocybin is the chemical in. I like the word magic mushroom.
Magic,
you know, whatever the correct name is for a magic mushroom, but yeah, it's a psilocybin is what it is that is causing that effect.
Well, and of course, those folks that utilize it typically, if you're doing it in a Native American, if we can call it that context, or anywhere around the world, in Africa, South America, Central America, you're usually under the guidance of a medicine man or woman that, you know, guides you through this. So it's not like you're jumping off into the deep end. It's a whole different realm. Whereas you're going through CIA/LSD, you know, you're ripping the soul apart. The psyche is, it may never come back together. That's the risk. Although I know people have done it and come back and they're somewhat functional. But to me, that's a game of roulette, if you will, a Russian roulette type game where you don't know which trip might be the last one that you'll never recover from. So I would encourage more spiritual kind of focal points as far as doing that, whether it be through thoughtful prayer, prayerful action, contemplative techniques, meditative techniques, singing of charged words. We call those mantras. I mean, even if you're Jewish and you've been bar mitzvahed, you are singing the spiritual words. These are mantras. You're singing them, chanting them. And there are different ways to do that. In fact, there's another story here that lends itself to that. This is kind of a weird one, isn't it?
What story would that be?
Was it something about GMOs and the Catholic Church?
Oh, yes. There are some people that have now gotten behind the fight against GMOs. Guess who they are? It's the Catholics, the Roman Catholics, yes.
Hey, can we get, listen, I know there's a lot of schism in the Christian churches between this version and that sect and this, that. I'm not into all of that, but.
Well, I tell you what, Robert, I think it's an interesting segue. We go from magic mushrooms to probably some people that probably are on magic mushrooms too.
Where, in the Catholic Church?
Listen, all right, yes.
What?
The all-powerful, all-perfect, all-knowing, all-wise, invisible man in the sky. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah,
Are you going Monty Python on me? What do you mean? Because it wasn't invisible. It was the big man with the beard in Monty Python up in the clouds.
Organized religion. I love
it. Organized religion. Okay.
That's
so,
my favorite thing.
You love it. But look, they're doing good here. The Roman, several Roman Catholic priests and Catholic laymen, you can check this story out at naturalnews.com. We have it linked up. They're seeking to convince some in the church hierarchy to publicly denounce genetically modified organisms as they prepare to publicly honor a trio of scientists largely responsible for GMO development. So this really is a mixed bag, Super Don. You're right. Because evidently the Catholic Church is set to honor some folks that are doing GMO experiments and developments, and there are some in the Catholic, so there's a schism in the Catholic Church now over genetically modified organisms.
Yes. I don't know, because, you know, it's they join the call to end GMOs, yet they're kind of supporting them in a roundabout way. So it's, I don't know. Yes, the Roman Catholics are still confused.
Well, I mean, there is definitely,
next we will have a grand inquisition in order to try and find the answer.
Yeah. Well, again, I'm not involved in the politics of any of these organized religions. I live my life as a spiritual being. I encourage others to do that, whether they attend a church or synagogue or mosque or not. And, you know, that freedom to follow your bliss, which is that direct link up or connection to that which created all of us. It's a little different. Sometimes it's upsetting to or certain organized churches or religions, because just like Big Pharma wants you to go to only doctors who prescribe their stuff, you find that with organized churches, religious mosques, everything, just saying, no, it's us or no one. There's no other way to get there. And I'm a freedom kind of guy. I know I've been given or granted free will by that which created me. Therefore, I will make the dangerous assumption that that is true for everybody, whether they believe it or not. And we are also free to screw up. And that big-time screw-up is GMOs. It's as abominable as a screw-up as I've ever covered of stories here on the Robert Scott Bell Show over the years. Growing up, we didn't really hear of genetic modifications to our food. I mean, they talk about gene splicing technology is being developed, and they say, well, we'll put this into this and see what happens. And there's always the unintended consequences when man monkeys with nature in this way. So I've tacked, let's just say this, Super Don. I've taken on all the organized religions of the world in terms of the food that they're, what do we call them, parishioners, people that follow, that go to the church, are they just the church members? What do you call them?
Sheep.
Oh, sheep. Oh, yeah. That's just, oh, now you're cut. He's going, it's Super Don going controversial. Call up if you don't like what he just, or if you like him. It's 866-939-BELL. We'd love to hear from you. Also, we go outside the box, and I think Ty's going to take you on next hour.
Uh-oh. Well, that could be.
We'll see what Ty has to say. But, you know, it's like this concept. Listen, if you, preacher man, preacher woman out there, are not encouraging your congregation to eat clean foods. Now, in the modern definition, it's not just kosher. It's not just blessed by a rabbi. In a modern incarnation, we would have to go beyond that and say it's organic. That is, it's grown without synthetic, patented, dangerous, toxic chemical pesticides, herbicides, fungicides, and certainly without man playing God by, you know, entering the genetic material of one species into another. I mean, I think that would be, in any religious viewpoint, an abomination, unless you're part of the religion of science. Or scientism. And part and parcel to scientism is the danger of vaccinology, the belief that vaccines actually prevent disease, when the fact is vaccines create disease. All the while, if they do anything that they can lay claim to, suppression of the expression of certain specific disease manifestations. But even, for instance, smallpox is not the pox itself that the body is trying to, you know, eliminate via the skin. It's a manifestation of the body trying to throw out the poison. And the allopathic medicine doctors, the crazy witch doctors of allopathic medicine many years ago, would put mercury onto these pox pustules. And they would literally kill more people than the pox would have had they been encouraged, like the homeopaths and herbalists and eclectic medical people, looking at, hey, how do we help the body to express this disease, if you will, these symptoms, to throw out the garbage? But everything in modern medicine is as dangerous a death cult as anything we can look back in terms of organized religion and churches and synagogues and mosques, everybody fighting everybody over who's got the right word of God, who's got the right this, who's got the right that. You know, where is the freedom that God granted to us all to follow our bliss as long as we violated nobody else's rights? That's when you're really honoring somebody.
Well, and that's why I am a person. I believe in spirituality. But not religion.
Don, say it. I believe I can fly. I believe I can touch.
Religion is a creation of man. It is. You know, spirituality, that higher power that you may happen to believe in, that wasn't created by man. That's what you choose to believe in. And that's the true definition of liberty, what you choose to believe in.
Yeah, well, exactly. It's the ultimate granting of freedom, that which was granted to all of us by that which created us all. That's the point of this. Now, the fact that you have to go into the Vatican, apologies to any Catholics out there that are, you know, really offended by this, but if the Vatican doesn't come out against GMOs, what's the point? I mean, what is that all about? That they're basically endorsing man's ability to outcreate God in this way? To
become let me throw this out there.
Yeah.
You know, if you're a Catholic or, you know, most Christian religions, they've got a problem with abortion, right? Why?
Right.
Because abortion has it's life. Life is precious. Life begins at the point of conception. What about life when it comes to the food that we eat? What about our lives? You know, I mean, we get a mess with you know, organisms and stuff, but as long as it's not a baby, it's okay.
Yeah, we're asking for a little consistency here. If you've got a comment, question, we're going to the ER next. Not because you're throwing anything at us, but because there's something we got to find out. What's your favorite beer? Yeah, we're going to check that out next. Check it out online, robertscottbell.com, linking through to the archives as well at naturalnewsradio.com and GCN Live. Lots more healing to go on The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've witnessed that a lot of illness can be linked to toxins and deficiencies combined. Improving your liver function and restoring your cells' ability to detoxify is essential to achieving radiant health. Listen to the real-world results of Doug and his wife after taking One World Way.
My name is Doug Didero. For years, I had an ongoing rash with itching around my eyes. This was due to metal dust particles landing on my face in the workplace. After being on One World Way for 2 weeks, I began to have a severe rash and itching sensation around my eyes. This rash and itching lasted for 5 weeks and is now 100% gone. Additionally, without extra exercise, I've also increased my muscle size, and my wife has lost weight and gained a more attractive figure.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
For 15 years, medical labs have identified and studied redox signaling molecules. Produced within every cell, these molecules are the key to unlock cell repair and replacement. We all produce these amazing molecules, but from puberty on, less and less. But a breakthrough has been made. The world's only redox signaling molecule stabilized outside the body. ASEA is both natural and native to the body, rebuilding your supply of these amazing molecules. The benefits clinically proven. An unprecedented 500% increase in the activity and effectiveness of your own antioxidants. For athletes, a proven 10% performance boost. Yes, even proven by double-blind placebo-controlled trials. And there's more to tell you. Lots more. So go to www.rdxnatural.com. That is www.rdxnatural.com. Let us guide you to the science, support, and the money-back guaranteed first month's trial. rdxnatural.com.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell?
Yes.
Okay. Can you sell the intangible?
If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise@gcnlive.com. Again, that's advertise@gcnlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
Summertime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at herbalhealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fem and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin B, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
Before another autumn arrives, celebrate the closing days of summer with the first annual Blue Green Organic Summer Fest. Friday, September 20th through Sunday the 22nd on beautiful Madeline Island, Wisconsin. It's 3 days of family-friendly fun, and admission is totally free. There's arts and crafts vendors, a farmer's market, and activities for the kids. Plus, great live music with 9 bands, both regional and local, including headliners The Suburbs and Allison Scott. It's hosted by Blue Green, serving great organic food on Bell Street on the restaurant and event center grounds. Sponsorship and vendor booths are still available. Call 952-556-8707. The Blue Green Organic Summer Fest, September 20th through 22nd. Madeline Island's never seen anything like it, and it's free. Like us on Facebook and visit BlueGreenOrganicSummerFest.com. Sponsored by South Shore Brewery, Fresh Key, Fry Wines, Freezor, Legendary Waters, The Storm 99.7, and 90 for Life Longevity.
We are rocking the health world in ways that we don't even know sometimes here, and offending Catholics today inadvertently. That was Super Don, not me, but I'm sorry, here I go. This is a bad host. Hit myself because why would I throw Don under the bus after he opened the show? He monologued for me. For goodness sake, Super Don, I'm sorry.
I think
my mic may have
been a little overdriven just because I wasn't prepared for that. But
I still don't
remember half of what I said.
The host doesn't show up for his own show. What are you going to do? You could have just hung up the socks and moved on, but you didn't. You stuck it out.
Yeah.
And for that, you shall be commended. And if you'd like to call and say thank you from me, it's 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. It is Outside the Box Wednesday. We have Ty Bollinger joining us a little early today, and we're going to go way outside the box as we do together in the middle of the week here. And I'll ask him this question, too, when we bring him up in just a moment. Emergency room stories. We don't ever want to go to the emergency room, but that's the one area where we can agree modern medicine excels, does pretty darn good work. I've only said that I wish they had, embraced Arnica Montana as a homeopathic and more silver, silver gels, things like that. But, all right, I'm nitpicking now because they're good at putting Humpty Dumpty back together again. But we never got the answer to this question, and we've been wondering about this for years. What is the most popular beer among ER patients? And it turns out...
That's right. Where everybody knows your name. The ER.
Right.
How good is that?
The ER.
Right?
Cheers, you're in the ER. How'd you get here? I don't know. I guess it was Budweiser.
Norm!
Budweiser is the most popular beer among injured ER patients. I've been to the ER room in my life a few times, and they never serve beer there. What is this? This is a new thing where it's drive-through ER, and they serve you beer? What's going on there?
What the heck? Why not? No, this is just another study. We love studies, don't we?
Yeah, we do. We hit those studies.
Believe it or not, researchers from Johns Hopkins mm-hmm. Bloomberg School of Public Health, did this study where they found out, they did a survey of ER patients who had been drinking, so I guess that's kind of the tie.
Okay.
No pun intended, Ty. And they found that Budweiser was the number one brand consumed. So,
I had it backwards, Super Don. I thought that they're serving you this in ER hot because, they want to make the ER patients feel better. Tell us your favorite beer. We'll get it for you. We want you
I'm waiting for the Budweiser commercial with the Clydesdale horses somehow, it's got an ER patient on a gurney drinking a beer or something, because they should be proud of this, right?
But clop, 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 yes.
For those of you who don't like Budweiser, they also found that following Budweiser, the top beers that were consumed by people that went to the ER was Steel Reserve Malt Liquor.
Okay, malt liquor.
Colt 45. Remember Colt 45? That was a big popular
one. Not the gun, but the beer. Yes.
Yes. And guess what? Budweiser is still in the running here at number 4, Bud Ice, which is another malt liquor, and Bud Light.
King Cobra and then Bud Light. Wow. All right. So
no. King Cobra? Where'd you get
King Cobra? What is King Cobra?
45.
All right. Hey, listen, let me ask Ty. Is Ty on the line? Do we have Ty Bollinger up? Ty, are you there?
Can you hear me, guys?
Yeah, Ty, just in time because we were, you know, I had never seen beer served in an ER. I just wanted to confirm that it was just not me that, you know, have you ever been in an ER? Not that you want to be, but have you ever been in an emergency room?
Oh, yeah. I mean, that was like the second question they asked me when I was in the burn ward. It's like, you know, when did you get your burn, and then what's your favorite beer?
See, I missed those questions. So they had to figure
out. I'm with you. It's like, what, you got a severed finger here? Okay, we're going to get you in the ER real quick. On the way, they're going to ask, you know, what's your favorite beer? What's your favorite illegal drug, potentially? I mean, this is ridiculous. Do they actually do a study to determine what's the people's favorite beer in the ER?
That's right.
Yeah,
that's
I'm wondering.
The triage nurse is filling out the form. Okay, Coke or Pepsi?
Yeah,
okay,
it's like Budweiser to the left, wheel him over there. Right?
Yeah. That's great.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. No, I know where you were, Robert.
Yeah, where was I?
The first 15 minutes, you've been abducted by GMO aliens.
Yes, and the Catholic Church wouldn't save me. At least half of them wouldn't.
No, they force-fed you non-organic GMO food for 15 minutes to see what it would do to your brain.
Yeah, and there was no way I could get here on time based on that, Ty. You're right. Thank you for letting everybody know. I was going to talk about it tomorrow when I was over. It's still a little emotional, you know, everything. But...
Yeah. Well, you won't. By tomorrow, you won't remember anything except a bright light.
And Super Don rescuing RSV. Well, TMB and RSV are together again next hour as we go outside the box together. We'll also remind you about our wonderful new ebook. It's free for you if you go to thepowertohealisyours.com. In the meantime, we got lots more healing to go. Check out in the show notes where we're going as well. And I'll ask them about the GMO issue, too. Why will I do that? Well, we've got lots more healing to go because the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products, tastes like water, and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.